March is National Nutrition Month, and it has special meaning these days after a year of isolation and social disruption from COVID-19. This is Don Rush. John Trope is a dietary supplement and nutrition expert with the Consumer Healthcare Product Association. Do we have any sense, by the way, of the impact of the coronavirus in terms of being locked up, as it were, on our dietary habits?
Yeah, you know, there's been a lot that's happened, both good and of increased concern. Number one is, and I just read this report last week, that the average weight gain of the American population during the last year because of stay at home has been 12 pounds. Some would suggest it's even more than that, but that's number one. And the reason why that's of concern is that increasing incidence and prevalence of obesity results in higher risk of inflammation. And the higher your inflammation, it means that your immune system isn't responding the way it needs to, which means that we're at greater risk. So what do you do about that? The second thing that we know that happened in COVID is that these poor dietary practices and habits and changes in lifestyle, maybe in some cases more sedentary lifestyles, have led to nutrient gaps. And now we know that a good 40 to 60% of Americans have nutrient gaps or deficiencies. And the magnitude or the size of those deficiencies range between 30 and 40%. So we got a big gap that we dug ourselves into, or a nutrient hole, if you will, that we have to address.
So when people are looking at the dietary supplements in the store, how does one navigate might be best for them?
Yeah, so for the first step, for especially consumers who might be new to the use of or just now considering for the first time using dietary supplements, take the time to learn about what's out there, and I might suggest first going to our website called knowyourotcs.org. The other thing that you can do is go to the manufacturer's websites, and other sites like the NIH, National Institutes of Health, have some great sites with great information. So secondly is buy products at a source or from a retailer that you trust, because they're going to carry and ensure the products on their shelves meet high quality standards or good manufacturing processes. And then buy from a brand that you recognize or that has enough information online that you can learn and be confident in the products they sell. And then lastly, beware. If a product is making a claim that sounds too good to be true, guess what? It probably is. And no dietary supplement should be talking about disease management. So stay away from those products because the chances are there's more behind the curtain that we don't see that might be a question on quality.
Finally, does one expect that once this is over, which could be in 6 months or so, at least in terms of being able to get out again, that people's dietary habits will improve?
You know, I think so. One of the good things that I believe has happened during the last year or so has been an increased awareness and an increased motivation of people to learn more about health. And so I think there's been great discussions across public health sectors, and even as part of the experts have been talking about COVID-19, is what to do about it from a practical point of view. What's the practical point of view? It's improving your healthy lifestyle with addressing better nutrition and recognizing that dietary supplementation can help bridge and fill the gap in the deficiency that we created. And the reason why that's important is that it'll prepare our bodies to have a stronger response to any health challenge like COVID-19 that we might experience now or in the future.
John Trope is a dietary supplement and nutrition expert with the Consumer Healthcare Product Association. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.